would beg in the streets before he would touch a penny of the St. Clair fortune. Just as they all knew that Tegan had risen above his abusive background and temporary housing in the penitentiary to become a successful businessman. The younger man not only joined Arris, but he owned a mechanic shop that catered to a high-end clientele who had more money than sense when it came to their precious sports cars. "I might break out the violins if I didn't know you're making a fortune," Lucas told his friend as the bartender arrived to replace their drinks with a silent efficiency. "Hardly a fortune." Tegan downed a shot of tequila before he reached for his beer, heaving a faux sigh. "I have overhead out the ass, not to mention paying my cousins twice what they're worth. A word of warning, amigo. Never go into business with your family." "Too late," Lucas murmured. As far as he was concerned, the men who had crawled out of that Taliban cave with him were his brothers, and the only family that mattered. "True that." Tegan gave a slow nod, holding up his frosty glass. "To Arris." Lucas clinked his glass against Tegan's in appreciation of the bond they'd formed. "To Arris." Drinking the tequila in one swallow, Lucas set aside his empty glass. There was a brief silence before Tegan at last spoke the words that had no doubt been on the tip of his tongue since they walked through the door of the bar. "Are you ever going to get to the point of why you asked to meet me here?" his friend bluntly demanded. Lucas leaned back in his chair, arching his brows. "Couldn't it just be because I enjoy your sparkling personality?" Tegan snorted. "If I'd known this was a date, I would have worn my lucky shirt." "You need a shirt to get lucky?" "Not usually." Tegan flashed his friend a mocking smile. "But I've heard you like to play hard to get." Lucas grimaced at the direct hit. "Yeah, hard to get was one way to put it." "I want to discuss Hauk," he admitted, not at all eager to think about his lack of a sex life. Tegan leaned forward, folding his arms on the table. "Did you pick up any intel from your overseas contacts?" Lucas didn't ask how his companion knew he was quietly reaching out to his diplomatic associates in an effort to track down whoever was stalking Hauk. They were each using their various skills to discover who was responsible for leaving the creepy messages that were increasingly threatening in nature. "Yeah." He'd received an updated report earlier that morning. "There's been no chatter that includes Hauk or anything about our escape from Afghanistan." Tegan nodded. Each of them had managed to make enemies during their time in the Middle East. It was war. But Hauk was a sniper who'd received a very public Medal of Honor for taking out three powerful terrorist leaders during his time in service. That was the sort of thing that pissed people off.
"Then this isn't the work of an organized cell?"
"Nope." Lucas gave a decisive shake of his head. He'd contacted everyone he knew, including those at Homeland Security. If Hauk's name had been floating around as a potential target, someone would have heard it by now. "It's more likely some independent whack job." Tegan's jaw hardened with frustration. "I don't know whether to be relieved or disappointed. If it was a cell, we could keep an eye on them, but how the hell do we find some lone nutcase? I have word out that I'm looking for information on anyone who's shown an interest in Hauk." Lucas studied his companion's grim expression. "What about you?" Tegan reached for his beer. "I'm doing a computer search on anyone who served with Hauk during his tour in the Middle East and has left the military in the past 6 months." Lucas arched a brow. Tegan was talented, maybe even the best hacker in the world, but he wasn't a miracle worker. "That's a long list." "It's going to take a while," Tegan admitted, taking a deep drink of his beer. "Shit, I hate this waiting." The thought that some unseen enemy was hunting Hauk was making them all twitchy. "What about Max?" Tegan slowly lowered his beer as his gaze narrowed. "Did you forget to pay your taxes?" Lucas frowned. "What the hell are you talking about?" Tegan nodded across the room. "There's a government employee who just flashed a badge at the bartender and is now heading in our direction." Lucas glanced over his shoulder, his gaze trained on the middle-aged man strolling in their direction. The stranger had thinning blonde hair.